If you're tuning into television every day, I haven't watched television for many years. And the little what I get is all from the internet, there's little clips and so on, but I don't get the brainwashing from TV. I used to do talks about television and media and how they put things across to the public, and that everything is worked out carefully by experts before you hear the newscaster reel off the stuff, whatever it is going to be. And that's why you get the same, if you just scan through all the channels at news time, you'll get the same headlines given to you and the same opinions, like one-liner opinions in each one. Oh, that's by conspiracy theorists. And they'll all say the things in the exact same way. This is uniformity of media. And that's not free media. That's not true media. That's uniformity. That's really monopoly you're listening to. But experts, again, the experts in psychology and behaviorism work to put out those scripts and so on for the people to read. And it's just like school. School today is a great engineering system for engineering a citizenry. That's what you want. See, like Fichte didn't want people to be intelligent, then philosopher and so on. He believed school was there to dumb you down so you'd be good citizens and do what you're told. That was the idea behind it. And Bertrand Russell agreed with that, and he went further by talking about scientific methods of indoctrination. Today you have toolkits, and the teachers are all trained to use these toolkits in groupthink. So if the children ask questions and they're all sitting in a group, the whole idea is to bring them all to the designed or pre-designed answers that are all going to be given by the teacher. And what do you think, so-and-so? Well, I'm not quite sure about that. So the teacher goes into plan B, C, D, and E, and so on, with individuals to get them to conform to what the pre-required opinion and the pre-set-out opinion that they're going to be left with. And it works awfully well with them. They'll try to praise the occasional person who asks a question and doesn't quite want to agree with it. So you praise them and say, oh, yeah, it's really clever. And of course, it gets to their ego, and they want to be, they like to get an ego patted. And of course, they'll say, well, isn't it possible we can just go along with this at the moment and just presume that it's all correct? And they'll say, okay. And that's how you bring them into the fold. But then there's other ways too of really, and it's astonishing how successful these techniques are. Group consensus. And this is the key to it too. It's not individual opinions. If you truly live in a free society, you'd have many different opinions on the same topics. But when you see teachers become hostile, this is awfully important. Teachers become hostile with that cartoon, a cartoon type face that you would see drawn, and then the hostile expression to the children. Then they'll never forget that. And they'll feel they've done something terribly wrong, and they'll feel guilty for having an opinion or a thought of an opinion or inquiry that's politically incorrect. And this is a danger that we're in today. It's been done for years now, this technique, and the children have all been taught to conform. Right down to arguing and debate about whatever the topic happens to be can be put down as bullying, you see. And being forceful and clever about it means you're a bully. And so you might even get put on Ritalin or something like that to dumb you down and shrink your brain. So anyway, it's an amazing system. We've been living through this for years, remember. And you've no idea the scams. Again, with the big medical authorities, I've got the documentation too, of the characters that first came out with a wonderful idea, if a child was a bit hyperactive, and that's very, very vague as well, isn't it? When I was a child, almost every boy was would be classed as hyperactive with energy. And young boys like to run and climb trees and things, and when they go to sleep in the afternoon or night or whenever they get home, they conk right out in the unconsciousness. That's how it used to, that's normal. It's called normal, you see. And that's why they had so many breaks in school, was so they could run around. And they did run around, run all over the place, and climbed walls and so on. And then they gave them the ability to then sit in the classroom for another hour and a half or whatever. That's how it really was. But now big medication is into that, the whole education system. And if a child, especially males, are are a bit restless, etc., they can be put on some of these different drugs like Paxil and all the rest of it that really, really bring them down. And we've watched this. Do you realise the passivity of the general population? How they've been trained. The parents have been trained and trained and trained through countless articles paid by the big medical industries and drug industries. How wonderful these medications are. And documentaries galore. And with wonderful sounding names. It isn't just the American Medical Association and the American Psychological Association. These are private institutions. It's like Federal Reserve. There's nothing governmental about it, you know. These are private institutions.